before and beyond Gina. Until several weeks ago, the name Gina was doubtless unfamiliar to millions of people in the U.S. until the demonstrations around the case of the Gina 6 brought attention to that small Louisiana town. But before the case occurred, the name became known to hundreds, if not thousands, of young black men who came to know quite intimately that Gina was just another word for racism, violence, and humiliation. After the ravages of Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans and its surrounding areas, hundreds of imprisoned people were transported to Gina's correctional facility in Gina, Louisiana, a place that became their nightmare. According to published reports put out by the groups Human Rights Watch and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, people arriving at Gina's correctional facility were beaten, brutalized, harassed, and subjected to racist taunts by staff members there. They were denied things allegedly required by the Constitution, like grievance forms, calls to family, or pen and paper. They were treated like they were Al-Qaeda, and this was Guantanamo. This, in the country, and in many cases, the state of their birth. The Human Rights Watch and NAACP LDF have tried to enter state officials in a meaningful investigation, but this has led to little more than lip service. Although federal officials have reportedly announced their intention to investigate, it is equally doubtful that any real, serious investigation will emerge. As for the media, except for some segments of the black press, Gina was little more than a one-day, or at best, a three-day story. Their coverage, such as it was little more than a platform to allow local Ginites to exclaim how they weren't racists and that nooses were just pranks used by youngins to have a little fun. As ever, there has been little attempt to look backwards into recent history, and now that the last Gina 6 accused is out on bail, little looking to the future as well. How is it possible in the U.S. today for people wearing KKK robes to always intone, "I'm not a racist," when viewing or listening to locals there? It is almost impossible to not hear the echoes of 50 years ago, when civil rights actions began to steer the South, that the problem was, once again, outside agitators, like the Reverends Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They were the problems, not our darkies. Only with the not-too-subtle death threats from Klan-related groups have we seen that the nooses from the so-called white tree, which sparked much of the Gina phenomenon, was far more than boys being boys. The Gina case didn't start with six young schoolboys. It won't end with them. The case stems from something deep and abiding in the American heart and soul, and it lives in every state of the Union, not just in Louisiana. This shouldn't be the end of the movement, but the spark for more. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.